there's two things with penalties that we teach our guys. There are penalties that come from the nature of playing this game at full velocity. Sometimes there's going to be a time where you're running full speed and you take a hit, you know, you take a shot and you're just a tad late. That's part of the game. The penalties that we want to eliminate are the ones that are unnecessary, things that are controllable, the false starts, the offsides, the penalties on special teams where it's a block in the back when the return's not even near you. Those are the penalties that kill you, and those are the penalties that are controllable. So we talk about penalties that we can control and then penalties that result from playing the game at a high level. That's just going to happen sometimes. So we emphasize it. We show it in meetings. I showed them last night the statistical reference point because that's all it is. It's a new team, but the reference point of where the Edmonton football team was in 2019 and where we ranked in penalties. So they have a reference point, and then it's us in the moment teaching it every play because there were still too many penalties out here today, too many illegal contacts, too many offensive holdings. You know, so emphasizing it, playing with hands inside, and then as coaches simulating drills to put those guys in position to be aware of, you know, hey, I'm losing a defensive lineman. I got to let him go, right, and let the quarterback make me right. So there's an art to that, and there's some teaching in that. But I think part of it is just recognition. If you don't stress it and you don't harp on it, then those guys won't think it's important. So constant reinforcement.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.